Good morning and welcome to Live from FM 91, Conversation and Performance with some of the area's finest musicians and visiting guest artists. We're coming to you today from the WGTE studios. I'm your host, Brad Cresswell. We're continuing our virtual presentation of the program, due, of course, to restrictions imposed by the ongoing pandemic. I've got two guests with me here in the studio, and that is violinist Cheryl Trace from the Toledo Symphony. I also have Paul Monachino, who is director of liturgical music and organist for the Catholic Diocese of Toledo and Rosary Cathedral. Paul, I think it's easier if I just say Paul. How's that?
That sounds fine with me.
Welcome to both of you. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you. Yeah,
thanks for having us.
So we're doing something that we've never done before. I grabbed my recorder and I ran over to Rosary Cathedral the other day, and I recorded the Toledo Symphony String Quartet. You are preparing for a concert that you're giving on Sunday afternoon, Cheryl, and that is part of the Cathedral Concert Series, Paul, that you have at Rosary Cathedral. So we're going to do a little preview today of that concert, some really well-known, beautiful performances here of familiar music. And this is happening Sunday, as I mentioned, Sunday afternoon, 3 o'clock. It's actually happening at Rosary Cathedral. It's open and free to the public to attend. Yes. Paul, tell us a little bit about the concert and how it's going to work with the COVID-19 precautions.
Well, as you said, it'll be open to the public, and so we will have an audience there. Our capacity with the restrictions of social distancing and all that is about 300, which is, I believe, about 25% of our typical capacity. So there will be plenty of room for people to spread out. And we've done already a couple concerts like this this year, and it's worked out well with people separating. We have every other pew is marked off. We also are going to be following all of the Toledo Symphony guidelines, which have the performers 20 feet away from the audience and this type of thing. So everything that we're doing will hopefully, keep people separated. People will need to wear masks. And if you forget yours, we do usually have some available. So,
plenty of hand sanitizer.
We have hand sanitizer. Of course, we've been public with our worship for since the end of May, so we're pretty well used to sanitizing and having the proper things available, like hand sanitizer and masks and all that type of thing. So we feel pretty confident that you can come and safely, sit and listen for an hour to some beautiful music.
We forget what a commodity it is to listen to live performance, so we're getting a little bit of a taste of that this morning. I want to hear some music now. Now, this was recorded in the actual space at Rosary Cathedral, so which is a fantastic, reverberant space. Toledo Symphony String Quartet, that's you, Cheryl. Who else is in the quartet?
The other musicians are David Dyer on violin, Reed Anderson, viola, and Robert Clemens on cello.
Let's hear that tango that you played. Now, this is a piece I was unfamiliar with. What can you tell us about this work?
Well, this work was written in the style of an Argentine tango. The composer was Michael McLean, and he was a Dearborn, Michigan guy that discovered music by listening to his father's vinyl recording of Mozart's 40th Symphony and just lost his mind about it. He just had this huge epiphany that's what he wanted to do, was compose music and write. He was also a violinist.
Yeah.
And he teaches now in the Colburn School out in California.
Well, let's listen to it. This is the Tango by Michael McLean, performed by the Toledo Symphony String Quartet on our virtual presentation of Live from FM 91.
Thank you.
The Toledo Symphony String Quartet recorded just the other day at Rosary Cathedral. They were playing the Tango by Michael McLean. The TSO String Quartet is performing Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock live in person. They'll be at Rosary Cathedral, a free concert open to the public, and you can just show up, I guess, Paul, right?
Yes.
People can just show up and enjoy the music. Cheryl, let me ask you before we move on to another piece here, and I've been checking in with musicians for months now, mm-hmm. how they are faring under the pandemic. I know you have a lot of students. I imagine you've been doing a lot of virtual teaching.
I have. I've been teaching on Zoom and FaceTime, and it's been interesting. I think the key thing for all of us with both teaching and playing is that we just keep remaining flexible as things things adjust. You know, the symphony, it was very abrupt when we stopped on March 13th, and that was it. But I'm grateful that we have, that we're playing now.
Yeah.
And that we have these opportunities, and we just keep adjusting to the safety protocols and all that.
Well, you haven't been able to perform in front of a live audience for a little while, right?
It's been a while because the symphony went virtual. I think December 5th, our Christmas at the Peristyle, was the last concert that I played that was virtual also. So it has been
going back even further. Yeah. So this is kind of a big deal that folks can actually come and sit and enjoy the live music. So,
well, I will say that I feel 100% comfortable in Rosary.
Yeah.
It's such a big space, and you know, so we have the allowance to bring people in but still keep our distances with our masks and everything.
It's almost like being outdoors because it's such a large cathedral. And Paul, I saw you with your tape measure checking, you know, to make sure that the musicians were far enough away from the first pew and all of that. Let's hear some more music. This is the Intermezzo from the opera Cavallerio Rusticana by Pietro Mascagni. And Cheryl, I'm going to ask you about some of the other works on the concert after we hear this. But for now, this is the Toledo Symphony String Quartet here on our virtual edition of Live from FM 91.
Thank you.
the Toledo Symphony String Quartet performing at Rosary Cathedral. We heard the intermezzo from the opera Cavalleria Rusticana by Pietro Mascagni. That's one of the works on the concert that they are giving on Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock. It's at Rosary Cathedral, and it's free of charge, open to the public. You just show up, and you can follow all the protocols and safely enjoy this beautiful music in a sacred space. I've got Cheryl Trace here from the String Quartet. I also have Paul Monachino, who runs all the music for Rosary as well as for the diocese. And Paul, you do this cathedral concert series, so you're used to giving concerts at Rosary, but I imagine it's been a little bit of a struggle in the during the pandemic.
It has. I was very excited about our concert series that we were going to host this year, a variety of chamber ensembles, organ and trumpet, and all that. And, you know, slowly over the course of the summer, that just like dominoes, you know, they fell. And we did find out in the spring when they were talking about, you know, safe and all that, that string quartets actually work pretty well. And of course, we could not have choirs. Right. And so I did contact Cheryl, and we used a string quartet for some of our big liturgies this past spring, and it worked very well. It filled in some of the harmony that you missed with the choir and all that. So string quartets, string players seem to be very popular as far as being able to be safe and all that. So We did have a string orchestra concert in December, and the final domino to fall was our concert on this weekend, which was a group from a duo from Great Britain. And of course, you know, There were absolutely no way that they could get visas and do that. But we're very thankful to the Ohio Arts Council, which supports our concert series. And I've just felt that since most of our budget really goes to performers rather than any type of administrative, we don't necessarily have to pay any administrators, or we have very low overhead since we sponsor it. I wanted to make sure that we were able to use the funding that we receive both from the Arts Council and from our very generous patrons to support our musicians. And I'm very happy that we were able to get, you know, Our local musicians involved. And obviously, I thought a string quartet, perfect, that we've been doing that. And so, you know, we've kind of salvaged what we could, I think.
Well, you make an important point in that you're not only supporting the public by keeping the music alive, keeping it out there, allowing people to go and enjoy a live performance, but you're also supporting the musicians at a time when they are really, really under fire with the lack of performance opportunities. So I think it's a great service that the diocese is doing for the community. Cheryl, let me ask you a little bit about some of the other repertoire on the program. We're playing some top 40 hits today, but you've got some other stuff there.
Well, I think we have some more top 40 hits, I hope.
Yeah.
So this concert, the way we envisioned it was to play a lot of shorter, hopefully some well-known pieces instead of two major string quartets like Brahms or something like that. So besides the ones that we've heard so far, we're going to do some vocal things that I think work really well with the string quartet. We're doing the Love Duet from Bohème, from the first act, ending of the first act of Bohème.
Opera Without Words.
We're doing the Flower Duet from Lakmé. And then we have a song, Without Words, the Vocalise by Rachmaninoff, which is lovely with the string quartet. And then some surprises. We've got a little snippet of Leonard Bernstein from West Side Story.
Well, it's not a surprise if you tell us what it's going to be, though.
Oh, I won't tell you what it's going to be then. You'll have to come and hear the concert.
Okay, strike that. Everybody forget that we're hearing West Side Story.
Well, I won't tell you what song from West Side Story.
Okay.
We'll keep there that the surprise.
That'll be a bit of a surprise.
And Sleeping Beauty Waltz, which every little girl knows as that Disney song. So.
Yeah. Yeah,
so
wonderful.
Some references to some pop culture.
Well, I want to hear another one of your pieces here that we recorded the other day at Rosary. And this is from the opera Thais by Jules Massenet. It's the Meditation, which is a famous orchestral excerpt here, arranged, I assume, for string quartet. The Toledo Symphony String Quartet, Cheryl Trace, David Dyer, Reed Anderson, and Robert Clemens performing here on our virtual edition of Live from FM 91.
Thank you.
We've heard music from the opera Thaïs. That was the Meditation. That's by Jules Massenet. A performance from the Toledo Symphony String Quartet, Cheryl Trace, David Dyer, Reed Anderson, and Robert Clemens. They are giving a concert live in person on Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock. February 7th is happening at Rosary Cathedral, part of the Cathedral Concert Series. I've had the pleasure to be joined today by Cheryl Trace, who is playing in the string quartet, as well as Paul Monachino, who is director of music for the diocese and at Rosary Cathedral. I want to thank you both. Is there anything that we should let the public know about before we finish up the program today?
I think that, I hope that those who enjoy classical music, and especially, I would say, more kind of popular classical music, really enjoyable things, will be able to come. I thought about, it's Super Bowl Sunday, and I thought maybe we should make this the Super Bow concert. It's at 3 o'clock, perfect timing. You can come to the concert, and then you can go off and watch the Super Bowl. That's what you want to do.
Well, we'll be playing without intermission, so that we'll make
that
sure that everybody goes home and
that, yeah, that's also
their wings right. and dips and things.
So you're going to get your classical fix, and then you can get your Super Bowl fix after that. Well, thank you so much, Cheryl Trace, and also Paul Monachino, for joining us for this slightly unusual presentation of Live from FM 91. We're here in the studio with our masks on. We recorded the string quartet just the other day, but it certainly provides a little bit of a preview, a teaser, shall we say, for the concert on Sunday afternoon. You've been listening to a special virtual edition of Live from FM 91. I'm your host and producer, Brad Cresswell, and thank you for joining us today here on your public radio station, FM 91.